Students from English-speaking countries and from Northern and Central Europe were more likely to be happy with their friendships. But 38% of the international students said they had no close friends in the United States. And half of the students from East Asia said they were unhappy with the number of American friends they had. Professor Gerrys says 30% said they wished their friendships could be deeper and more meaningful.
Students from East Asia have cultures that are different on many levels from the culture in the United States. But then there's also language problems and maybe some social skills, such as small talk, that are possibly not as important in their native countries, where it's not as important to initiate friendships with small talk.
She says many East Asian students blame themselves for their limited friendships with Americans.
The vast majority blamed themselves, actually, for not speaking the language well enough, for not knowing the culture well enough. And there were also some comments about the college environment, like many of them were in the natural sciences or worked in labs where they were surrounded by other East Asians.
VOA's student union blogger Jessica Stahl did her own survey to find out how American students and foreign students relate to each other. More than 100 students, about half of them American, answered her online questions. Half of the international students and 60% of the Americans said they related as well or better to the other group than to their own group. Professor Gerrys says students who make friends from their host country return home happier with their experience.
International students who make friends with host nationals are overall more satisfied with their stay in the host country. They have better language skills, they have better academic performance, and they have better attitudes toward the host country.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Jim Tedder.